WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump becoming the first sitting president to attend a Super Bowl. On his way there, announcing that the U.S. would soon be imposing 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum products coming into the country. He also said he was serious about Canada becoming the 51st state, that he had instructed the Treasury Department to stop minting pennies, and, says ABC's Perry Russum,
during Trump's trip to the Super Bowl, Air Force One flew over the Gulf of Mexico.
For the first time in history, flying over the recently renamed America.
As the plane passed over the body of water, Trump signed a proclamation renaming it the Gulf of America.
At the Super Bowl, it was a decisive win for the Philadelphia Eagles, who denied the Kansas City Chiefs a third straight ring. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts named MVP. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes sacked 6 times during the game. The extra police presence in New Orleans expected to stay in place possibly through Mardi Gras in early March. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol, Republican bill would reverse State Superintendent Jill Underley's overhaul of how the Department of Public Instruction measures student achievement on state tests. The bill would reset state report card standards to levels set in 2019-2020 and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021-2022 school year. New rule for election observers in Wisconsin is awaiting action by lawmakers. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has drafted 12 pages of what observers may and may not do at polling places. The committee can request changes to the rule or forward it to the Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules. And if you're taking your UTV out on the ice this winter, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds operators that no ice is ever completely 100% safe under any conditions. 4 of this season's 6 fatal UTV incidents involved machines going through the ice.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 23 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow possible. Just a dusting. Our low 5 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder, 15 by Wednesday. More light snow with a high of 17. Get the bathroom you've always dreamed of for only $99 a month, interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It's 9 degrees outside right now.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:04 on Monday morning. Coming up shortly, we'll have Pets of the Week. Here is CeeLo Green on Max FM.
I see you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, forget you. I just the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you and forget her too. Said if I was richer, I'd still be with her. No, ain't that some shh? Ain't that some shh? And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best. For the forget you. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I can't afford a Ferrari, but that don't mean I can't get you there. I guess he's an Xbox and I'm more Atari. But the way you play your game ain't fair.
Yeah, go on and tell your little boyfriend.
Just go ahead now, and if you wonder about me, flowers, just go ahead.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:11 on Monday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, increasing clouds with a high of 25. Wind chill values between 5 and 5 below zero. Tonight, snow is likely. We are looking at a low right around, oh, there it is, 5 degrees, and we could see about an inch of snow possibly tonight. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 15. Tuesday night, increasing clouds with a low of 5. On Wednesday, snow in the afternoon with a high of 17. We could see 1 to 2 inches of snow, and then Wednesday night, we could see possibly another inch of snow. So we are monitoring that system so we can get a little bit more accurate forecast on that one. Things are still moving around with that one, so we are monitoring that situation. We are in contact with the National Weather Service to keep an eye on that system and possibly another system on Friday as well, Emily. So going to be an interesting weather week. We do need the snow, though. I will say that.
Yeah, it's weird. The grass around here is all brown. It's kind of weirdly cold, and I mean, at least we got sun, so I'm not complaining too much about yesterday and today. It was lovely, but I say bring on the snow. I mean, it's winter. Let's have some snow. Let's do some outdoor stuff. And if you're gonna have cold, just have some snow. We don't need like tons of snow, but a little snow cover would be nice.
It would be, and honestly, with the dryness, there is a high risk of fires, so all burning permits in this area are suspended because we know that there was fires in Columbia and Sauk counties late last week, so we do recommend not burning for the obvious reason, and we do need that snow. So it was definitely interesting, to say the least. And Emily, we have some pretty cool pets of the week. Would you like to talk about Rita?
I would. I just love the name Rita, too. It suits her. Again, great photography here. So shout out to the photographer over there at Sauk County Humane Society. Just beautiful pictures. So Rita is a one-year-old domestic short hair tabby mix who is a mixture of fun and snuggles. Rita loves toys and will chase anything that she can. She enjoys small balls, toy mice, wand toys, and running through tunnels. While active, Rita also enjoys time in your lap and just being chill. She would be a great addition to most any home. Rita is spayed, will be microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before going home. Please visit sockhumane.org to learn more about Rita.
Yeah, beautiful cat. And then we have Sonny, who's a one-year-old pit mix who came into the shelter as a stray. His beautiful gray coat and his blocky head make him a handsome guy for sure. Playful and active, Sonny has become a favorite. He knows some commands, is working on his leash walking skills. Sonny is a strong boy and can be jumpy, so they recommend a home with older children and to monitor those who might not be able to handle his activity level. Sonny is playful and friendly with our dogs and could share his home with cats. He will be neutered, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before going home. As a reminder, you can go look at both of our pets of the week at sockhumane.org. Now, winter's not over, and we have another cold week ahead of us. Remember, if you don't want to be outside in the cold, perhaps your pet is not feeling the same. Keep your pets inside, offering short walks and short play time outside. Don't leave them outside unattended. Make sure you're with them when it is this cold, Emily.
Yeah, definitely. Let's keep that in mind. I had my little puppy out on the ice yesterday a little bit. And as much as we had some fun sliding around, we also needed to be mindful of our feet. So he was good, but we only did that for a couple minutes. And it is important to remember, if you're cold, they might very well also be cold and they don't have shoes on. So if you need to get those little booties or whatever you need to do, or just make the outside visits shorter and do some playtime inside, just keep in mind that, yeah, winter affects dogs. They aren't, they are domesticated. They're not used to living all their days outside like their brethren, the wolves. So we need to make sure to keep them warm and safe. Also, it says here, I love this, just a few more days until Valentine's Day. Remember, they have delicious Saruji chocolate bars that are a perfect way to remember a coworker, friend, or family member on this special day. How great to find some wonderful chocolate tucked into your purse, coat pocket, desk drawer, and know someone who's thinking of you. That's really sweet. So if you go by and purchase one of those chocolates, all proceeds go toward the care and feeding of our homeless shelter animals. So they can really come up with some awesome creative ways to be part of what they do and to donate. So go ahead and show your support every way you can to Sauk County Humane.
Yes, most definitely. And then Tuesday, February 18th, there will be the Saucon Humane Society at Pizza Ranch and Baraboo. They will be featuring them during their community share night. All tips and 10% of the profits will be donated to the shelter, help care for animals waiting for their forever homes. Again, that's the share night, Pizza Ranch and Baraboo, Tuesday, February 18th. Get a great meal and support a great cause. And we see that the cats and kittens need some scratchers for their kennels, Emily.
They do. I guess you can go over here to stretchandscratch.com and you can just order one up and, you know, donate it to them, probably have it delivered right there. So it's just a nice way for kitties to relieve stress and, you know, get some activity level out. Also, they need to be it's just a way for them to, yeah, stretch naturally. And it just, we may not understand how it works, but kitties do, they need it. And we always see kitties scratching and stretching. So obviously stretchandscratch.com is where you can get those kind of things. They also need, the regular donations, Dawn detergent, laundry detergent, and bleach. So a lot of cleaning has to do with, you know, taking care of animals. So those kind of products are always welcome there. Please go to sockhumane.org to figure out what to donate if you didn't hear it here, and figure out what animals you want to take a visit to and visit with if you're in the market, because there's some good ones.
Yes, there are. So go to sockhumane.org or go like them on Facebook as well. They'll post those pictures in a little bit as well. So help out the animals. Consider a donation. Again, sockhumane.org. All right, I want to touch briefly on the halftime show from that game last night, Emily. You know, yes, the one thing that I saw that kind of intrigued me during that halftime show?
What's it?
The Buick Grand National that was center stage of that show. That car, oh my goodness, amazing.
Of course, that's the thing that Dave sees. Like, she's a car. She's a car.
Shiny car.
Once a gearhead, always a gearhead. What are you going to do? Yes. Yeah, there was a lot going on with that show. I think Kendrick Lamar did amazing. Myself, and I mean, this is just my own personal little whatevers, but I like when the main, you know, the headliner artists do like costume changes, because they like, that's what the whole surprise thing is, like part of what, you know, the halftime show is all about. Like, who's gonna pop on stage with them? What kind of crazy antics are they gonna have? And like, I love the costume changes. A lot of times when it's a female artist, she'll do some crazy costume changes. I don't even understand how they can pull that off on the field, but they do. And then I thought the dancers was a lot more like just slow kind of movement, and I appreciate backup dancing like nobody's business. So, and you could see those people were good dancers. They just never really let them cut loose too much. So I was kind of waiting for that moment where they were going to all in unison do some crazy choreographed move, which they did, but it wasn't like, it was just slower than I love, but that's just me. So otherwise, yeah, I thought it was great.
I thought it was great. I mean, the show went by quickly. I mean, and you know, it's always about a 20-minute halftime break during the big game, so I totally get that. And so it was just, it was a good show. I mean, I think the big shock was everyone, again, was the outcome of that football game. I think that's the biggest shock. And I know everyone thinks a Monday after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday so they can recoup and recover. It's like, yeah. By the time fourth quarter rolled around, I was already starting to doze off. I was in bed by that point. Let's put it that way.
You can do that. You have to get up at, like, before the sun comes up by a while. So
yeah,
you were excused, Dave Grant. You were excused.
Yeah, no, it was all good. So I'm glad we got to see the game as well. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40. We're going to talk about some calendar days. And there's some interesting ones on there.
Yep, yep. All right, I'll look forward to that.
Looking forward to that. It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
99.7 Max FM.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. And while I'm away, dust out the demons inside, and it won't be long before you. My face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl. Cry in the night if it helps. Mama, like lovers roll.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is Boston. More Than a Feeling on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:30 on Monday, February 10th. As a reminder, the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry has a new route for food distribution starting this Wednesday, February 12th. All this information can be found on the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry's Facebook page. Here are the four simple steps that you need to do. The line starts at the Circus World parking lot at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, February 12th. Go to the Circus World parking lot no earlier than 3 p.m. Get your free ticket, follow the pace car to the pantry, have your ticket ready to show when you are in line. Do not go directly to the food pantry. You will not be served without a ticket. And the only place to get a ticket is at the Circus World parking lot, and you would need to go back there to get your ticket. So again, line up the Circus World parking lot for the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry starting this Wednesday, no earlier than 3 p.m. Get a ticket to go to the pantry, follow the pace car, and show your ticket when you get to the pantry. They are asking if everyone cannot show up at 3 p.m. as well. So if you can come a little bit later, please do so to help prevent congestion, because if everyone shows up at 3 p.m., that area will get congested. And they thank everyone for their cooperation in advance. Again, all this information can be found on the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry Facebook page. Coming up, we're going to have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com. Enjoy delicious German and Mediterranean food right downtown in the Dells at one of the area's newest restaurants, Hofbräuhaus. Try one of 30 international beers featuring Germany's Weihenstephan, the world's oldest brewery. Why not order a flight of delicious beers or a glass of wine? Their unique food menu at this intimate establishment includes schnitzel, brats, gigantic pretzels, incredible shish kebabs, Turkish meatballs, and desserts. Your next magical dining experience awaits at Hofbräuhaus on Broadway in Wisconsin Dells. Prost!
The Philadelphia Eagles won their second Super Bowl and stopped Kansas City's effort to three-peat 40-22 in Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jalen Hurts threw for 221 yards and scored three touchdowns to take home game MVP honors. Former Packers assistant Dick Geron lost his battle with cancer. He passed away at the age of 74. Geron was a head coach in Chicago, Detroit, and Buffalo after his stint with the Packers. The Bucks played their fourth straight game without Giannis Antetokounmpo, but Damian Lillard poured in a season-high 43. Bucks knocked off the Sixers 135-127. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team swept rival Minnesota over the weekend, wrapping up their 10th regular season WCHA title on Saturday with an 8-2 win, then adding their 8th straight win over the Gophers 6-1 on Sunday. Mark Johnson's team gets this week off. Women's college hoops, Illinois beat Wisconsin. Butler knocked off Marquette. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 23 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow possible. Just a dusting. Our low 5 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder, 15 by Wednesday. More light snow with a high of 17. Get the bathroom you've always dreamed of for only $99 a month, interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It's 9 degrees outside right now.
99.7
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, Michael Jackson.
If you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power. And it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
power.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Any increasing clouds with a high of 25? We could see wind chill valleys anywhere between 0 and 10 degrees. Tonight, snow is likely. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low of 5 degrees. We could see about an inch of snow possibly tonight into tomorrow morning. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 15. Wednesday, snow's likely in the afternoon. A couple inches of snow accumulation is possible with a high of 17. Wednesday night, snow is likely, mostly cloudy with a low of 1. Another inch of snow is possible. And Thursday will be sunny with a high of 15 degrees. Currently is 11 degrees outside the Max FM studios. We're monitoring both Wednesday and Friday. As things get a little bit closer, we'll be able to get a little bit more accurate snow total as well. Emily, 8:40 on February 10th. It's Monday. And we're going to talk about some calendar days here as well.
Yeah, there are some really fun ones on here. I'm going to start. I like almost love all of these. I just want to say, I'm going to start light. We're going to start, well, not light to eat, but light to talk about. I'm going to start with National Cream Cheese Brownie Day. Get ready to taste some delicious cream cheese brownies and learn fun facts along the way. So I don't think that cream cheese is like a traditional way to make brownies, but I have to say anything that has cream cheese in it, I'm a fan. I love cream cheese. I may be caught sometimes just eating cream cheese plain out of the container with a spoon. So cream cheese is my favorite. So I'm not a super sweets girl, but I like cream cheese brownies. So yay to that. Another one I really, really like is International Cribbage Day. Play cribbage with your friends or family to commemorate International Cribbage Day. So I got taught cribbage a long time ago by some folks that were many generations ahead of me. And it's a serious game. Like, you do not want to mess around. It really puts your math brain to work. You got to think quickly. Usually the people you play with have played a lot. So if you can't add everything up in your head real quickly, you kind of get the eyebrow raise going on. So you got to, I mean, there's some pressure, but it's a really fun game. So if you haven't tried cribbage before, I give you the thumbs up. Do it today because we're celebrating cribbage. Those are my two favorites.
Yes, it definitely is a good day to celebrate that. So today is also Valentine Isthmus. So remind yourself of love that is surrounded by on Valentine's Isthmus. It's also Teddy Day. Get ready to celebrate Teddy Day in style. Put a smile on everyone's faces. They got a picture of a young girl there with her teddy bear. So that one was kind of cute and couldn't pass that one up. And this one's kind of important. It is Sick of Food of Waste Day. The Monday after the big game is known for being a major sick day with 16 million people estimated to call in sick from work. So yeah, and then those people are not going to work, and we want to fight food waste by closing their laptop over in the fridge and don't waste any food. But yeah, there's a lot of people that call in sick today. That's interesting. But you could eat healthy. It's National Oatmeal Day, so, or it's Oatmeal Monday, I should say. Get ready
Monday.
For your oatmeal, you know. What else do you see on our list?
In our house this morning. Yeah, oatmeal's a good one. National Julio Day. If your name is Julio, get ready to celebrate yourself. It's one of the most iconic names in the world. Also, as a real estate company, I'd like to put my hands up for National Home Warranty Day. Protect your expensive appliances and household apparatuses by getting them covered by a home warranty. Oftentimes, just a little fun real estate bit. If you're buying and selling, home warranties sometimes are sold with the home, or you want to purchase one as you buy a home, and they really come in handy. You know, they cover most appliances, and if you buy a home, your first time homeowner, whatever, and something breaks in that first year, it will be covered by that home warranty, and they're really not that expensive considering the things that they cover. So I'm going to celebrate that one because that kind of goes along with some things that I do in my life. And then while you're, you know, online buying your national or buying your home warranty, you should put on your flannel because it's winter and it's National Flannel Day. Put on your favorite flannel shirt as we dive deeper into the world of flannel. I didn't know that that was a world. I thought it was just a shirt with some Czech designs, but that's all good. It's certainly part of some music cultures. That's for sure. Whether or not you wear your flannel on or wrapped around your waist with your band t-shirt on.
Yeah.
Just shout out to the 90s real quick there.
flannel's comfortable. I like wearing flannel. I got a few flannel shirts this year, and it's that time of year to be wearing them. And we probably won't need this today, but it's National Umbrella Day, so as many cultures, ancient times, umbrellas have a storied history worth commemorating, and they're very useful as well. But again, we won't need those today. It is also International Epilepsy Day, so learn more about one of the world's oldest known diseases on International Epilepsy Day. It is also National Clean Out Your Computer Day. Geeks and lay people unite is National Clean Out Your Computer Day today. Give your devices some TLC. This holiday falls on the second Monday in February, the perfect time to get some real organizing done if you've already given up on your New Year's resolutions. Please don't forget about cleaning the outside of your device. A group of moms actually came up with a screen cleaner free of harmful chemicals, and I'm a proponent of cleaning out your keyboard because a lot of people eat at their desk and I've seen a lot of gross things in the keyboards. And please, please, please clean your computers out. Do not use an air compressor either. I will mention that. Cans of compressed air are great, or something that's a lot more eco-friendly is they have these blower devices that you can plug into an outlet to clean your keyboard out. Wipe them down with maybe a little bit of sanitizing wipes as well, because, you know, I've gotten into some vehicles before they have computers in them, and those white letters are not so white anymore. And yes, please, please, not only clean up the keyboard, but also don't fill it full of files. Dealt with that last week. Emily, there's a couple more on here. Do you see that or any interesting ones?
There is, but I just wanted to point out the like serious PSA that just came across about cleaning your computer from Dave. So everybody, yes, he might just show up at your office or home and check out your computer to see that it's clean after today. So just, he won't do that. I'm joking, but
not judging.
It's serious. I am, depending on who you are and, you know, how good of friends you are out there. But no, that's a good reminder. I don't want Dave to really look at my computer at this point because, yeah. This one I like, though. All the news that's fit to print day. All the news that's fit to print day is observed to encourage honest journalism. So we're a lot of things on this show, but we are honest. We do have opinions. We have fun. But it is honest journalism is something that has kept just kept people in the know. And it's so incredibly important to have honest journalism out there. So let's, you know, celebrate that today. Listen to your favorite newscaster, you know, whatever. Or stay away from the news. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you to listen to the news, but it is it's an important thing out there in the world of journalism. Honest journalism makes us able to be, you know, who we are in this country. So I appreciate that very much. What else do we have? I think, this is interesting. World Pulses Day. So if you don't know what pulses are, this is a nice picture. They're like legumes and different kinds of beans. It's like a whole different food group that is, I can't even list all the things that are on this picture at least, but anyway, pulses. Today we're celebrating healthy, nutritious legumes and their vast benefits to the environment. So those things are very good for you. They provide a lot of protein. If you're an individual that for any reasons that you choose not to eat meat, legumes and things like that are a very good substitute. So, you know, keep all those good food groups. When we grew up, it was the pyramid, the food pyramid, and now it's the
yes,
food
it plate, was.
I think is now the nutritional guide. So those things are important. You got to keep your body well-rounded in terms of eating and then also have your fun days of snacking on things that you enjoy, probably, which a lot of people did last night. So maybe today's a clean eating day. I don't know. Eat your legumes, folks.
It's also Plomoso Day, and we celebrate that. Sam Plomoso is a great man who championed the initiative that brought about safety for our ships and docks. So that's something that's very important. There's one more on the list, Emily. I'll let you cover that one.
Okay. Well, hold on a minute. I thought I got them all. Bring that one. All right. So this comes. Today's National Poop Day, folks. It's a day to celebrate one of the body's most important functions. Boy, that would have been a good segue from Clean Eating Day, because that's exactly what I was going to say. Give your body a minute to get rid of all the junk that you might have eaten during the Super Bowl yesterday and over the weekend. And I guess if nothing else, just send someone a poop emoji, because that's what's happening in the pictures.
That one is just priceless as they're holding the emoji up. I'm sitting here. I was waiting and waiting and waiting. I'm like, come on, she's missing that one. I'm just, oh my goodness. I'm sorry. I set you up for that one. I couldn't pass
That's okay.
it up. You know, this is what happens when you're gone for a week.
You just holding your breath to all the ways that you can mess with me, I'm sure. No, when my kids were little, they got a hold of our phones before they had any real tech of their own. Somebody got a hold of my phone, and the next thing I knew, I had a text with like 10,000 poop emojis on it. And I was like, all right, I'm done with that. So that's that was me getting over the poop emoji. I'm kind of over it already, but it is really funny in this national. They just hit all the marks in this calendar days list. Boy,
they did.
National Poop Day, everybody. So I want to wish you guys a great Monday, but it's also National Poop Day.
Oh, yes.
There's that. Clean out your body, clean out your fridge.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. I mean, it's just we try to have fun on the morning show. We know everybody was up late last night. I wasn't. Again, I went to bed at a reasonable time, you know, and so I'm very glad about that. You know, I know that I would have been so tired, and that's why I just am like, you know, I'm going to get to bed early tonight, so I thought that was just important today. Plus, it's a Monday, too. You know, you get those Monday morning blues. I didn't want to have the Monday morning blues.
No. Nope. I had a great night's sleep. And, you know, for all those people out there complaining, the game ended at a reasonable time.
It did.
And we knew it was over at an even earlier time. So if you went to bed after the game, then you're probably good. It's the people who didn't. So, you know, have fun. We're all about fun on the show. So whatever everybody does, it's just a day. You'll get through this Monday just like every other one. You'll be fine. Exactly. Try to eat clean. I think that does help reset your body if you've played a little bit over the weekend. So drink lots of water. Boy, we are just moms and dads on this show.
We're watching out for everybody. So, Emily, you'll be back with me tomorrow morning, 7:10.
We'll be. We'll see you all tomorrow. Enjoy the sunshine out there. Be safe and have a wonderful Monday.
Yes, indeed. Have a wonderful Monday, Emily. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes REMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Travel the world and the seven. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.